After another successful regular season, the McDonald Lady Macs entered the playoffs knowing every night there'd be a target on their back.
Good evening and welcome inside a rapidly filling up Colfax Gymnasium here at Colfax High School, site of this WIAA Division 5 sectional semifinal, pitting the number one seed, your McDonald Central Macs, against the number two seed, the Panthers of Prairie Farm. Arlie Hughes will trigger in along the baseline to Abby Petronovich, cutting to the basket, hooping hard for Abby. To Lauren Dietz. Dietz drops back, 18-footer, yep.
She is again.
Long lead feed ahead to Lauren Dietz. Shot fake, drives baseline, hit by her defender and scores.
Here we got a timeout.
Emily Cooper will run. Cooper down the far side of the floor. Cooper weaving her way into the lane, takes it all the way to the hoop, off the glass and good. She comes up short, gets it again, goes up strong, misses short again. Rebound to Lauren Dietz. Dietz attacking and scores and the foul. Pass to Destiny Boffin, back out Emily Cooper. Deep three, right wing, right through the bottom of the net.
You gotta pick your poison with her.
Cooper holds on the hip, finds Lauren Dietz, foul line jumper, just like a free throw for Lauren. Marley on the left wing, finds Destiny Boffin, sneaking underneath the hoop, up and in for two. She went back door, rolling into the lane, pulls up, tough shot from eight, no offensive rebound, put back, yes,
nice job,
Abby Petronovich.
Nice job.
Christofferson drives by her defender, dumps it off Junkins. Junkins goes up hard, blocked from behind, that's Aubrey Dorn. Too strong, rebound pulled down, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn goes up strong, and rolls in.
The sophomore.
Cooper back to Destiny Boffin. Boffin curls into the paint. Boffin up with the left hand, counted in the foul for Desi. Pulls up, off the glass, too strong. Offensive rebound, put back in. Abby Petronovich. Holding, waiting, finds Aubrey Dorn. Spinning into the lane, goes up strong and scores.
Great move.
Spinning.
Aubrey, that's a great move.
Hughes off the screen for Petronovich. Emily Cooper spots up a three, bottoms it.
Emily Cooper, right wing. Emily's such a good shooter.
That's Lauren Call, right back to Junkins. Junkins kicks to Hanson. Hanson lost in the paint. On the deck for Aubrey Dorn. Destiny Boffin pulls it out. Cooper driving baseline. Runner, she's bumped. No, it won't go down. Loose ball. Aubrey Dorn out to Marley Hughes. 4-3. Yes! Aubrey Dorn, the offensive rebound and the kick out. And Hughes knocks it home.
That is such a big backbreaker.
Destiny Boffin in the lane. Pulls up from eight. Back rebound. Good. Destiny into double digits. 3:10 to go, 52-42 McDonald. Avery Hanson up top, stolen away by Aubrey Dorn. Dorn running down the lane to the hoop.
There we go.
And the foul for Aubrey. Across the timeline, Lauren Dietz found by Destiny Boffin. Beautiful goal in the baseline.
Nice.
Aubrey Dorn up and in for two.
Wonderful pass.
Well, it will be dribbled out by Prairie Farm, but McDonald is the team that is moving on. Your final score from the sectional semifinal. The Lady Macs knock the Panthers out of the tournament for the second consecutive year. Your final here at Colfax, the McDonald Lady Macs 62, the Prairie Farm Panthers 52, and the Lady Macs are one step closer to state.
And the road to Resch continues. But the next step is a sectional final with a rematch against unbeaten Northwood. This is McDonald Lady Macs playoff basketball on WOGO Sports. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's game time.
Does your church live stream?
Yeah, he's starting with...
McDonald Macs basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Macs and this WIAA high school basketball playoff game is brought to you by Ashley Construction, Boffman Sewer and Septic, Berry Global, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Halley, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Heath Loken and Associates, by Lakeland University, Mason Companies, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, Northwestern Bank, Riverside Machine, by Royal Credit Union, Send Blacktop, Stelter Incorporated, The Medicine Shop, by Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin Credit Union, White City Glass, Wynn Family Dentistry, Wasota Tool, and by CF Products. Now with the Macs pregame show, here's the voice of the Macs, Caleb Swenson.
WOGO, your sports station.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Matinee Max Basketball. Amory High School in beautiful Amory, Wisconsin, the site of this WIAA Division 5 sectional final with the winner moving on to the state tournament. It pits your number one seeded McDonald Central Lady Max against the number one seed Northwood Evergreens. McDonald 24-3 on the year out of the Western Cloverbelt, 12-2 in conference play, second in that conference. Northwood unblemished on this season, a perfect 26-0 record. They swept through the Lakeland West, the champs there at 18-0. McDonald comes into this game by virtue of a 62-52 win in the sectional semifinal last Thursday against number 2 Prairie Farm, and knocking off Hurley were the Northwood Evergreens 50-43 in their sectional semi. Of course, were pushed 26 hours later than this game was originally slated to start because of icing yesterday. Northwood not able to make the trip, so we're playing on a Sunday afternoon for the first time in my memory. Well, when you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Real Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Real Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Real Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From basketball to hockey to wrestling and gymnastics, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit realmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. And Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that Real Milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores post-game muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro basketball players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. We'll continue to break it down here in Lady Max pregame, including the last time these two teams met. But first, we'll look at what happened in that sectional semifinal for McDonald against Prairie Farm. Coaches' interviews ahead as well. All of that in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports, live from Amory. It's the sectional final on WOGO Radio and Max TV.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Maybe you always wanted to be your own boss. Maybe you grew up in the family business. Or maybe you just had an idea and the time was right. Whatever inspired you to run your own business, a big part of our business at Wisconsin Credit Union is to help you do it by being easy to partner with. Whether it's providing our fast turnaround Business Express loans, SBA loans, or checking accounts and online services specifically designed for your business. We also provide experienced loan officers who'll guide you through every step. And because we're a local business too, our decisions are made locally, so you'll always get fast answers. Plus, being in the community for over 80 years means we know the area like no one else, which really makes a difference. So whatever your focus, from manufacturing, construction, or farming, to owning apartments, a medical practice, or a retail store, visit any Wisconsin Credit Union and see what inspires so many local businesses to do business with us. Wisconsin Credit Union, member eligibility required, member NCUA.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies. Apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Does it seem like some teams are at stake every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
McDonald basketball live in the sectional final here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. A great opportunity exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants and would like to give back to the game that means so much to them. Becoming a high school game official gives you the opportunity to get involved, get in shape, and help teach the game to young people. Signing up is easy. To become a WIAA licensed official, go online at WIAAWI.org to apply and become a WIAA licensed official. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. Well, on Thursday night, McDonald, a 10-point victory over Prairie Farm. That was a rematch of last year's sectional final. Prairie Farm ranked number 2 in McDonald, getting the job done there at Colfax. Lauren Dietz with 20 points, 7 of 17 from the field, 6 of 7 from the line, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. Destiny Boffman with 11 points, 5 of 7 from the field, 6 rebounds, 4 assists and a steal. How about Aubrey Dorn with 10 huge points, most coming in the second half, 6 rebounds, an assist and a steal. Emily Cooper, 8 points, 2 of 5 from downtown, but 8 rebounds, 5 assists, and 6 steals for the young sophomore. Abby Petronovich, 7 points, 7 rebounds. Marley Hughes, 6 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, and 1 steal. McDonald getting contributions from all over the place. 6 players scored. They shot 38% from the field, but held their opponent to 33 total shots. They were 62% from the foul line, just 27% from the 3-point line, but 41-23 in rebounding. What a huge, huge advantage that has been on the boards. Well, why do teenagers play high school sports? Some participate for a sense of purpose, some play to inspire others, and some for the friendships they develop. Very few mention they participate to get an athletic scholarship because they know that less than 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. Whatever the reason for playing, student athletes enjoy all the benefits of participation, including making better decisions. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. A great crowd on hand. Warm-ups begin in 5 seconds. We're going to take a break for 3.5 minutes, and we'll talk with both head coaches, starting with Jason Schultz of Northwood. It's the Lady Macs taking the floor in the sectional final. We are back in 3.5 on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
It's not turnover, it's growth. When Wasota Tool says they're hiring for CNC machinists, it's not because people are leaving. In fact, the majority of their team has been with the company for 19 years or more. No, Wasota Tool is rapidly growing and looking for full-time CNC machinists for second shift. Work in a bright, clean, fully climate-controlled facility with gold standard benefits and wages starting at $58,000 or more, depending on experience. Apply today at wasotatool.com.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success. At McDonald Area Catholic Schools, our kindergarten program is distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. you'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Let's get building together in the Riverbell neighborhood. Your perfect home awaits. ashleyconstruction.co.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
When a customer or client walks through the door of your business, first impressions matter. Make sure your operation is spick and span. Order your cleaning supplies from CF Products. From sanitization to a complete line of janitorial equipment, CF Products has what you need to purchase all in one place. And they'll save you from those constant supply runs with free local delivery. Order today at cf-prods.com. cf-prods.com. CF Products in Chippewa Falls, keeping businesses clean.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Playoff Basketball Live from Amory High School, site of this WIAA Division 5 sectional final. Winner goes to state between the unbeaten Northwood Evergreens and your McDonald Central Lady Max, here with head coach Jason Schultz of Northwood. And coach, of course, no blemishes on your record this year. What have you done so well?
Well, we've had a great year. We've got a senior-laden team, played pretty well defensively, and things have gone our way. You know, close games have luckily gone our way this year, and we're proud of that record, but we know we have a huge obstacle in front of us tonight.
Coach, maybe a little unfinished business. McDonald, of course, was the team that ended your last year. Does that have any bearing whatsoever on these girls' mindset tonight?
Well, I'm sure they'd like to get a little revenge, but we know that last year's team was last year's team. This year's team is this year's team. We know that McDonald's an excellent basketball team, that we have a challenge in front of us. And at this point, where else does a team want to end up is at the state tournament. So we know that if we have a chance to go to state, we've got to knock this very good team off.
And finally, coach, at the Division 5 level, obviously some of your length is going to jump out. On the other side, though, for McDonald, what do they do well that might pose a little trouble for your team?
Well, they're deep and they're athletic. They defend well. They shoot the ball extremely well. They have a lot of kids that can hurt you. They're definitely different than a lot of the teams that we faced. We face a lot of teams where they have one or two scoring options, maybe a third. You know, they'll run four or five kids out there that can put it in the basket. That makes it a very difficult challenge for us. We know Lauren Dietz is a heck of a player. She's one of the best players in the area, and she's tough to stop. And there's a lot of other kids on that team that can hurt us too. So we know firsthand since we went through that last year.
Well, Coach, Matt May basketball on a Sunday afternoon. The eyes of everybody on this game. Can't wait for it. Thanks so much for your time. Best of luck.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's head coach Jason Schultz of Northwood. Back after this with Coach Cooper of the Max. McDonald basketball in the sectional final on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies. Apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Do you need a reason to get outside and get some fresh air this season? Join Sun Blacktop and become part of a tight-knit work family of loyal employees. Our trusted and guaranteed work is the result of more than 60 years of experience and dedication to detail. Earn a competitive wage and great benefits while making lifelong friends in a new career. Sun Blacktop currently has positions available for equipment operating, seal coating, grading, and paving. Apply today, either online or in person, to become part of the Sun Blacktop team.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to Lady Max Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV. It is the sectional final for the right to go to states, live from Amory High School, home of the Warriors, here with head coach Don Cooper of McDonald. And coach, of course, this game is being played 26 hours later than originally scheduled. And you just told me you have to control the things you can control. Mentally, your team is strong. I would assume that they're not going to have any trouble with the game being pushed off, even though they were ready to go yesterday.
No, I think they'll be ready. I just want to thank Molly Bushman and, again, Alexis Lander for basically allowing us to play on a Sunday. We're a faith-based school, and basically to play on a Sunday really goes against everything we believe in. So, again, a big shout-out to the diocese, to Molly, for allowing us this to happen.
Coach, this is a game that's a rematch of the sectional semi last year. We look at this Northwood team, and what pops out, of course, is their interior play. They have two bigs.
Yes, their interior play is so good. And, again, we got to be able to stop them in the paint because that's where they thrive and that's where they live. They get to the foul line a lot, and we got to play at the speed that they should be uncomfortable with. So hopefully that'll work for in our favor.
And, Coach, that's what I was going to touch on next. Is pace very crucial in this game? Being able to dictate it and say, we're going to make them run, and they'd love to get in half-court sets. They love to slow the game down, and you want to say, let's get out and push it.
Well, Coach Schultz is very good at that. Again, slowing the tempo, making sure that they're controlling it, how they're playing it, and if we make them play at our speed, then, we're in good shape.
Well, Coach, again, this has been one of the goals all season long, the opportunity to get back to state. What's a final message to your team that you'll tell them before they take the floor today?
Well, again, the final message is our seniors. Our seniors have been so good throughout the playoff run here. It's just the seniors wanting it more than the other team. And if that comes down to that, then it's God's will.
Coach, we can't wait. We're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward.
All right. Thank you, Caleb, for the great coverage.
Head coach Don Cooper before the sectional final from Amory. It's the Max and Northwood. Winner goes to state. WOGO Sports and Max TV.
My name is Tracy Smisky, and I am the market president of Northwestern Bank for the Eau Claire area. Northwestern Bank has done a really good job of selecting people that work very well together and create a team atmosphere that comes through in everything that we do. And building stronger communities where people matter is our mission, and I believe that our employees live that.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Slocum & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Slocum & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Let's get building together in the Riverbell neighborhood. Your perfect home awaits. ashleyconstruction.co.
Time here from Amory Sectional Final, Division 5. Who is the final member of the four teams going to state? It's time for the Toys and Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Dave Flanagan, the honor's yours.
Again, obviously, without saying, rebounding is going to be a big key with their two big girls that they have. We just need to pressure the ball, and I guess the bottom line is you got to have a little luck on your side today.
Well, those are the Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. The four teams that are going to state in Division 5. Three were set yesterday. The fourth will be determined in the next hour and a half to 2 hours. We'll step out and be back after this. Your tip-off from the sectional final in Amory is next. This is McDonald Playoff Basketball on WoGo Sports and Max TV.
Getting sick is about as fun as a picnic in a blizzard with polar bears or a road trip with a dead battery in the middle of nowhere. Getting sick is no fun, but at least you have the Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Right now, transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products. Remedies for every season. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Love three-day weekends? How about working 36 hours but getting paid for 40? It's not too good to be true. It's Wasota Tool in Chippewa Falls. Wasota Tool has openings for third-shift CNC machinists with a four-day work week. Starting wages are $58,000 or more with full benefits, 401k, and profit sharing. And you'll get three-day weekends to actually enjoy what you make. If you have machining experience or are currently in school, learn more and apply at wasotatool.com.
Welcome back to Amory High School, site of the WIAA Division 5 sectional final, the final sectional final to determine who goes to state, along with three teams that already punched their tickets yesterday. First will be the Northwood Evergreens, the number one seed. They're the champs of the Lakeland West Conference, 26-0. They will start Annika Patrick, a 5'3" senior guard, number one, 10.2 points per game. The lone non-senior of the starting lineup is Izzy Golombiowski, 5'6" sophomore guard, 6.8 points per game. Where's number three? Number five, Izzy Golombiowski, the 6-foot senior forward, 14.2 points per game, 10.5 rebounds. Number five, Peyton Downs, a 5'8" senior guard, number 12, 8 points per game, 2.9 assists. Emily Berg, their other 6-footer, a senior forward, number 24, 13.8 points per game, 7.5 rebounds, and almost 3 steals. Head coach of the unbeaten Northwood Evergreens is Jason Schultz. On the other side, for your McDonald Central Max, they will start Destiny Baughman, 5'7", senior guard, number 0, 6.1 points and 6.6 rebounds per game. Marley Hughes, number one, the 5'9" junior small forward, 9.3 points per game, second on the team in assists and 2.1 steals for good measure. Emily Cooper, 5'8" sophomore guard, number 22, 11.7 points per game, leads the team in assists, leads the team in steals. And Lauren Dietz, the 5'4" senior guard, number 24, 17.6 points per game, leads the team in rebounds as well. Rounding out the starting five, the 5'10" senior center, number 42, Abigail Petronovich, 6.8 rebounds per game, second on the team, and 3 points per game. Don Cooper, 8th year at the helm of these McDonald Central Lady Mags, with a record of 127-64. That's a 66% winning percentage. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan, along with Val Knobloch, Ezra Van Dyke, back the WOGO home base in Halley here on WOGO Halley Eau Claire Chippewa Falls. And we already can tell it is going to be loud in here.
Well, man, what a great atmosphere here on a Sunday afternoon.
It is not quite full, so a little room for you, but you know what? It's starting to stretch the seams a little bit. Marley Hughes, 5'9", will jump against Emmy Golombiowski, 6 foot. Golombiowski wins the back tap, and Northwood's going to move left to right to start here in the sectional final. Good to have you with us on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Golombiowski splits it out to Berg. Berg at the foul line, leaves it left side, working against Emily Cooper's Peyton Downs. Emmy Golombiowski. There's two Golombiowskis, one a sophomore. Emily Berg. Berg at the left elbow. Finds Izzy Golombiowski cutting across the foul line. Stripped and stolen away by Destiny Baughman. And McDonald on their first offensive attack. No score. 45 seconds gone by in the sectional final. Destiny Baughman shoots it out left side. Lauren Dietz back to Marley Hughes. Marley to Emily Cooper on the right wing.
Going against a little 2-3 zone here.
They've seen that a lot. Abby Petronovich fights one inside. Up
great pass inside.
Of the game, right over the top of Golombiowski. Credit Marley Hughes with that assist. Nice action, too, by Petronovich, working along the baseline. 2-0 McDonald. Golombiowski up top. Works out to sister Izzy. Izzy Golombiowski on the left side, Peyton Downs. Downs to Berg. Berg bumps into Petronovich, kicks out left side, show and go. Izzy Golombiowski down the lane, kicks one in the corner. It skips out of bounds. Turnover to McDonald.
You're already seeing just a little bit of pressure. That was the whole key to the game here today, is keep pressure on their guards.
When these two teams met in Northwood in a sectional semi last year, McDonald won 50-35. They hit 12 of 21 threes, 57%, but also forced 23 Northwood turnovers. Skip left side, Marley Hughes from Destiny Baughman, working against Annika Patrick. Stepping back for a 17-footer, rimming in and out. Lauren Dietz, and taken away by Emily Cooper. Now we have a whistle and a foul on Northwood.
Whew. Thought they were going to call it on.
I thought they did too. But then I saw the fist pump from Lauren Dietz and Emily Cooper, and That one went against Northwood, and that went against Emily Berg, the six-footer, one of the Twin Towers, her first, team's first. 2-0 McDonald, almost 2 minutes gone by in the first half. Emily Cooper holding above her head, puts on the floor, one bounce, left side. Lauren Dietz, Dietz back to Cooper, left of the circle, to Marley Hughes. Hughes against Patrick. Finds Lauren Dietz, Dietz skips into the right corner. Destiny Boffin floats it up top, stolen by Patrick. Patrick with the steal, the senior throws ahead to Izzy Golombiowski, and Emily Cooper steps in front of that pass. Push ahead to Lauren Dietz, to the left side of the lane, challenge, and the rim layup good!
Emily just read that. Such a smart player.
4-0 McDonald in transition. Lauren Dietz gets her first bucket. Once she sees it go through the net,
there
you mentioned
go.
Before.
That's the pressure again. Get up.
And now we have a quick timeout taken by Jason Schultz to settle his team down. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WoGo Sports.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
An early timeout forced by McDonald. They lead Northwood by two possessions, 15-31 remaining, 4-0 the Lady Macs. Northwood will be inbounding with Peyton Downs right in front of her own bench. Patrick gives a touch into Berg and a quick foul on Petrovic. Excuse me, that's Golombiowski rather, who made that catch. And so Petrovic picks up her first and the team's first.
Yeah, Abby got a little cheap one there. Don't have to be that aggressive. Just face it up.
Downs to inbound and shoots it up top to Berg at the right elbow. Izzy Golombiowski up top. Left side for sister Emmy. Slides a bounce to Peyton Downs inside the arc. Now backtracks right wing. Throws it down to Emmy Golombiowski along the baseline. Kick to Berg. Berg attacking right at the rim. Shot won't fall, but
it's two on Abby here.
That's
now.
Two on Petrovic very quickly. And that's what Northwood can do to you. When you expect the best, you need Stelter Inc. Three generations of providing only the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete, and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That second foul, Petrovic, is going to send Emma Stelter into the game in a moment. First, the free throw for Emily Berg. Low crouch, free throw on the way is good. And that gets Northwood on the board. So Emma Stelter comes in, number 21. Emma, the 5'6" senior forward, one of the captains on this team. Averages 1.5 points, 3 rebounds per game. To cut the McDonald lead in half, Emily Berg, second free throw. And she takes her time at the line. Free throw rims out. Offensive rebound pulled down by Izzy Golombiowski. Kick out to Annika Patrick. Patrick attacking left side, drops it in, going up strong with the left hand. Is Emily Berg.
Well, it's no secret where they're going to go with this.
4-3. McDonald's lead whittled down to one. Destiny Boffin spots up a three. Right corner pocket. Yes!
There's a nightmare from last year with us making threes.
Destiny Boffman hopefully starts the hit parade for threes for McDonald. Again, they hit 12 against this team last year. That looked like a travel by Berg. Just my viewpoint. Peyton Downs, tipped pass right side. Izzy Golombiowski against Lauren Dietz. The sophomore throws it down. Emmy Golombiowski, nice run to the rim. No, gets her own rebound, up and in for two. That's her first points. Donald held her scoreless for 3.5 minutes, but now it's 7-5.
Yeah, we'll see how long.
High post, Destiny Boffin turns it back out. Emily Cooper. McDonald holding on to a two-point lead. Marley Hughes left wing. Backtracks with the dribble at the high post. Kick out Lauren Dietz left wing. Up to Marley Hughes between the circles. High catch right side. Into the right corner. Destiny Boffin throws a high pass. Emma Stelter bump. Kicks it back out. Lauren Dietz to Emily Cooper. Shoots it over to Marley Hughes. Hughes on the left wing outside the arc. High post. Rotated over. Emily Cooper. Quick closeout by Patrick. Cooper. Runner in the lane. Back rim. No. Rebound pulled down by Golombiowski. Chance to tie or take the lead for the first time tonight for Northwood. Patrick up top. Having a little bit of trouble with the dribble. She's wearing a knee brace on that left knee, the senior.
Well, and there's a reason why Desi's guarding her a little bit.
Berg at the left elbow. Skips it out. Izzy Golombiowski wide open for three. No rebound.
Push.
Inside Emily Cooper.
And Lauren up on the left.
Cooper pushes ahead. Lauren Dietz got behind. Everybody goes reverse. Blocked on the way up. Dietz goes down hard. Golombiowski with the rebound. Izzy Golombiowski right side. Berg works left side to Payton Downs. 7-5 McDonald. 5 minutes gone by in this sectional final here on Wilgo Sports and Max TV. Right corner, Berg inside the arc. Skips it up top, Payton Downs. Right side, Izzy Golombiowski. Downs against Lauren Dietz. Backtracks with the dribble. Throws it right side. It gets away from Golombiowski, but she retrieves in the corner. Knocked out of bounds. Great hands by Emily Cooper. If you don't want to go out in the cold, the Medicine Shop offers free local delivery and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products when you transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. 12:45 to go here in the first half. And Coach Don Cooper trying to get out of the way here.
Poor Coop was in the way.
And our sign just fell, too.
Uh-oh.
Payton Downs up top. Izzy Golombiowski drops down to Sister Emmy. Kick out to Downs right wing. Trying to refeed the post. Nothing there. Izzy Golombiowski, the sophomore, up top. Payton Downs right wing. Up top. Feed to Berg. Berg in the lane. Kick out left corner. Izzy Golombiowski there. Looks for Sister Emmy. Tipped pass. Emmy Golombiowski retrieves. Shoots it over to Payton Downs. Downs pulls up from 12 feet outside the lane. Breaks it to the left-hander. Rebound to Emily Cooper.
Great defense.
Marley Hughes left wing.
Everybody's got to settle down here a little bit. They've been exerting a little bit too much here. Let's just run something. Run their offense. Be patient.
Cooper goes to Marley Hughes, high on the right in front of the Northwood student section. Now to Lauren Dietz, and Dietz leaves it for Emily Cooper. Thought about spotting up for three. Instead, will backtrack. Goes back to Cooper, left corner. Lauren Dietz, rather. And Dietz shoots over to Marley Hughes. Hughes has a good look at a three. Right side. Off the side of the rim. Rebound taken away by Emily Cooper. She just ripped it away from Berg. McDonald's possession extended. 7-5 McDonald. Emily Cooper left side. Show and go driving baseline. Runner comes up short. Rebound fought for and won by Emmy Golombiowski. McDonald's got to be careful not to get a foul in the backcourt here.
Yeah.
Emmy Golombiowski right side to Sister Izzy. Payton Downs high on the left. Again, a chance to tie or take the lead for Northwood with 11:24 to go in the first half. 7-5 McDonald.
Run that little cross screen. Now they're going to look to dump down.
Yep. Berg throws him. With a lot of mustard on it, and gets away from Golombiowski. We'll see Aubrey Dorn for the first time tonight, number 23, the 5'11 sophomore forward and guard, as Emma Stelter played some good minutes here. Now she'll get a break with 11:16 to go in the half.
Yeah, Aubrey's going to have to play big inside.
She was a spark in the game against Prairie Farm. Marley Hughes getting the set from Coach Cooper on the sideline. She'll walk it across the Amory Warriors logo at midcourt. Emily Cooper on the right wing. Cooper up top to Marley Hughes, left of the wheel. Marley shoots it back to Emily Cooper. Cooper puts it on the floor with the left hand to Marley Hughes on the left. Marley wheeling, working off a little slip screen right side. Emily Cooper. Cooper rotates back to Marley Hughes straight on. Hughes matched up against Izzy Golombiowski, and it looks like a double dribble. Yes, it was. Berry Global Innovators of Plastic has grown from their roots in America's heartland into a worldwide leader in plastics manufacturing, named one of America's most responsible companies, and proud to support Chi-High and McDonald Athletics Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Sydney Flanagan into the game for the first time tonight, the senior number 25-foot-4 guard. Emmy Golombiowski, right side of Payton Downs. They left her all alone, the lefty for three, all air, long rebound. Who's going to get to it first? And that's Annika Patrick. Patrick in the left corner. 7-5, it remains McDonald. 10.5 minutes to go here in the sectional final. Randolph, Highland, and Assumption have already punched their tickets to state. We'll be the fourth team. Emmy Golombiowski, right corner, Payton Downs. Downs, they left her alone. She'll try another three. Far side of the rim, and it went through. They dared her to shoot.
Yes, they did. And she knocked it down. That's all right.
8-7, first lead of the afternoon for the Northwood Evergreens. Sydney Flanagan, right wing to Marley Hughes. Back to Sydney. Flanagan putting it on the floor with the left hand. Out to a deep three for Emily Cooper. That one well off the mark. Flanagan, offensive rebound. Takes it out to Marley Hughes. Hughes in the right corner. Back to Emily Cooper. Cooper puts it on the floor with her left hand.
Nice
beautiful
pass.
Low down pass.
Here we go,
pick out Marley.
Marley
Hughes. Right corner, pocket three. That one no good. Rebound to Northwood. Passes loose. Knocked away by Emily Cooper. And Cooper retrieves after Lauren Dietz didn't see it trailing her back up the floor. Cooper causing some havoc defensively, and just wait till the threes start falling for the sophomore.
Patience.
Sydney Flanagan keeping this possession going with that offensive rebound as well. Marley Hughes, foul line jumper. That one off the mark. Rebound fought for underneath, and Aubrey Jordan with the foul. Help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun.
Ooh, we got to switch
the Smiles in Motion office at SIM4Kids.com.
SIM4Kids.com. Not on us. I thought it was on us.
And
I
yeah, I did as well. But instead, there's that foul went on Emmy Golem-Biowski. That is her first, team second, and that is a big switch as Marley Hughes inbounds to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn goes up strong, no too strong off the window, and now we have a foul on McDonald underneath. Marley Hughes, I believe, will be tagged with that one. Kira Link came into the game, a 5'7" senior forward, 1.2 points per game, and she drew that foul from Marley Hughes. McDonald showing some full court man-to-man now. Golem-Biowski picks up her dribble 70 feet from the bucket. Peyton Downs. Downs shoots it across to Berg. Berg right wing attacking into the paint. Spins up strong, too strong. Rebound batted around.
Good box off by Lauren.
From Link by Lauren Dietz. 8-7. McDonald trails by one. Over the halfway point now in the first half of this sectional final. Cindy Flanagan right side, Marley Hughes. Hughes holds on her hip. Cross court skip and way too high for Cindy Flanagan. Turnover by McDonald as nerves have shown a little bit on both sides here.
It's been a little pressure here. Everybody's got to get up on their people.
Guard everyone but the inbounder. Now into Emmy Golem-Biowski. She'll spin across the timeline. Lost for a moment. Flanagan going for it. Can't quite get the steal and almost a travel near midcourt. That was close by Peyton Downs. Downs up top. Goes right side to Link. Link shoots it into Berg. Berg turning over Aubrey Dorn up the left hand. Too strong. Rebound knocked away and trying to save it. And she will.
Great hustle by
Lauren Dietz flying out of bounds. She took a little contact there. The ball got away from her and she did not give up on the 50-50 ball. Emily Cooper about to come back in. Cindy Flanagan up top. The senior goes back to Marley Hughes. McDonald
Marley
throws it away. Marley throws to Patrick. Now she's going to challenge Patrick on the way to the rim. Patrick rolls one in, counted in the foul.
That's all right.
First two for Patrick and a full one possession lead now for Northwood, 10-7 with 8:02 remaining. A few uncharacteristic mistakes here for the Lady Macs. Berg's going to get her first rest. Izzy Golem-Biowski back in. And Lauren Dietz will take a breather as well with Emily Cooper. Is there a new home in your horizon? It's time to contact Boffman Sewer and Septic, proud sponsors of Lady Macs basketball right here on WOGO Radio. If you're planning to build a new home, contact one of the most knowledgeable companies for sewer and septic systems, Boffman Sewer and Septic. Free throw no good for Patrick. Good box out by Dorn. Under 8 to play. McDonald trailing 10-7 after they jumped out to the early lead. Northwood punched back. Flanagan up top, working against a 2-3 zone. McDonald's seen this, but maybe not with the length that Northwood has.
Yeah, they're extending it out. We just got to get knocked down a three here.
Emily Aubrey Dorn blocked on the way up by Golem-Biowski. Now a push ahead, Izzy Golem-Biowski down the lane. Challenge blocked by
Great
Destiny.
Great block by Desi.
Oh, Destiny backpedaling quickly in the athletic play to block the shot. Marley Hughes will take a quick break. Lauren Dietz back in. 7:34 to play. McDonald trailing 10-7. Peyton Downs will inbound. Downs holding, waiting, and gets it into Emmy Golem-Biowski. She'll shoot it out to Berg. Berg at the foul line, kicks it out, Peyton Downs. Downs refeeds Berg in the post. Over the top, too strong. Rebound pulled down by Dorn. Aubrey Dorn doing a good job using that link to make it a tough shot for Berg.
Just make it a little bit more difficult than what they're used to.
The Max trail 10-7. Emily Cooper left side. Destiny Boffman. Boffman, couple dribbles. Shoots it back into the left corner. Emily Cooper. Cooper puts it on the floor with the right hand outside the arc for Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan crosses over on her defender at right elbow. Out to Emily Cooper. Deep three, left side. That one too strong. Long rebound. Pulled down and pushed ahead to Patrick. Patrick down the left side of the lane. Spins. Wild shot. Missed it. Offensive rebound. Put back. No. Aubrey Dorn goes up strong for the rebound. And now they're fouling her underneath. And that's a frustration foul on Patrick as she couldn't believe she missed it. What great defense in transition by McDonald.
Yeah, great hustle to get back.
I mean, I realize my viewpoint is colored with royal blue, white, and yellow, but I did not see a foul there. I think McDonald just played great defense on the breakaway.
I mean, they could have easily called one because it just looked like it, but yes, I think it was pretty clean.
Still 10-7 Northwood, 6:40 to go. First half, McDonald's been held without a bucket for a while.
One help.
Flanagan crosses over. Back out, Emily Cooper. Cooper puts on the floor with the left hand, then crosses over. Working against Izzy Golombiowski. High post feed, Destiny Boffman shoots out Lauren Dietz. Dietz in the left corner. Emily Cooper. Cooper at the high post. Destiny Boffman back out Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan finds Lauren Dietz. Dietz show and go. Pulling up back to Emily Cooper. Cooper also with the ball fake. Back to the right corner. Destiny Boffman feeds Aubrey Dorn. Dorn turns and scores inside Golombiowski.
Great passing. Great move by Aubrey.
Aubrey Dorn makes it a one-point game. McDonald trailing 10-9. Showing full court pressure once again. Izzy Golombiowski throws it away. Lauren Dietz, like a safety, catches that pass. Now it's long cross-court skip. They'll work to Sydney Flanagan, left corner. Flanagan will reset the offense up top. Goes to Emily Cooper, right wing. Right corner, Lauren Dietz. Dietz one bounce back to Cooper. Emily Cooper with McDonald, chance to retake the lead on this possession. Flanagan on the left. Shoots it over to Lauren Dietz. Dietz, good possession. Gets her defender in the air. Kick out. Destiny Boffman, left corner, three. No. Rebound, pulled down. By down, she'll kick it ahead to Patrick. Patrick down the left side of the lane. She's going to go in hard again. Layup is good this time.
She got that one.
12-9 Northwood. Cooper on the right wing. McDonald hasn't quite found their rhythm here offensively.
Oh, they've done a great job defensively, getting out on our shooters.
Lauren Dietz at the foul line. Double kick out Destiny Boffman back to Emily Cooper. Passes up the deep three this time. Shoots it down along the baseline. Kicked out of bounds by Emmy Golombiowski. We'll discover a better way to bank with Royal Credit Union, where they return earnings to their members. Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union at rcu.org/checking-change, insured by NCUA. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. Timeout taken here in the sectional final on Wilgo Sports and Max TV.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success. At McDonald Area Catholic Schools, our kindergarten program is distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Quality, service, innovation, people, and community. This is Riverside Machine and Engineering. We are a precision machine shop that serves technically demanding industries. Our family-run business is hiring multiple positions: machinist, assembler, maintenance manager, designer, programmer, and engineer. We offer challenging hands-on work in a clean and modern shop in Eau Claire. Apply today at riversidemachine.com. Riverside Machine. We build it right every time because we know there's a lot at stake.
Inside a packed gymnasium at Amory High School, home of the Warriors, WIAA Division 5 sectional final. McDonald trails by 3, 12-9 with 4:59 to go in the first half against the Northwood Evergreens. They are 26-0 unbeaten and a defensive force so far. But McDonald will be inbounding out of the timeout to Lauren Dietz. Dietz has an open five-footer. No. Offensive rebound, Aubrey Dorn.
Kick it out. Let's get a reset.
Up top, Emily Cooper to Destiny Boffman. Lauren Dietz, left corner, open for three. That one way too strong. On to Patrick. Peyton Downs across the timeline. Again, some different sight lines here in this gym. One deep baseline, one not so deep. Pass in the paint, knocked away. It's loose, and Lanice Boffman comes out of it in the corner.
We'll push it up the floor here in
the game. The captain, number 35-foot-1, senior forward guard. 12-9, McDonald trails by three with Emily Cooper up top. Lauren Dietz right wing. Finds Lanice Boffman. Boffman attacking down the paint. Flips out to Emily Cooper left wing. A quick closeout on her by Izzy Golombiowski. Skips over to Destiny Boffman right corner. Lauren Dietz on the right to Emily Cooper. Cooper on the left finds Destiny Boffman at the foul line, turns out to Lauren Dietz. Dietz is doubled over there. Emily Cooper between the wheels up top with one foot on the logo at midcourt. Destiny Boffman to sister Lanice. Lanice Boffman shoots it over, high pass, too high, got away from Lauren Dietz.
Yep, here comes Marley back in.
Marley Hughes will come back in as McDonald trailing 12-9 with 3:46 remaining. And we have a timeout on the floor. McDonald will be back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op.
not a corporation. So we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
As prices go up everywhere, you're naturally a little suspicious of offers for something free.
Hey, buddy, have I got a deal for you?
But when the Medicine Shoppe Pharmacy says they have free local delivery for your prescriptions, they mean it. Free means free. So the next time life gets hectic or you just don't want to go out, give them a call. Transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shoppe and receive $20 off over-the-counter products. Experience the local difference. The Medicine Shoppe in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Welcome back to this sectional final in Amory. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan, Val Knobloch on Max TV, and Ezra Van Dyke back at the Wogo home base in Halley. A three-point game with under 4 minutes to play in the first half. Northwood leads your McDonald Max 12-9. Destiny Boffin with a steal, just took it away from Golan Bielski. Push ahead, Aubrey Jordan.
Foul.
She is slammed to the floor. Did they not get a foul there?
No.
Wow.
Foul, but...
Golan Bielski going for the tie-up, and it's out of bounds off of her. Wow.
Thank goodness it's our ball, at least.
Wow. Marley Hughes inbounds. Right corner jumper off the mark. Offensive rebound, Aubrey Dorn. Kick out. Emily Cooper to tie the game. That one well off the mark again. Donald's having trouble on this basket.
Still got to stay with him. That's part of your game plan. You got to be able to shoot it.
Left wing, Peyton Downs. Down, Sonica Patrick. Fights it into Golan Bielski. Kick out. Pass knocked away from the corner. Izzy Golan Bielski had the long arms of Destiny Boffman in that passing lane with 3:08 left. McDonald still trailing 12-9.
Max switch up to their little 1-3-1. See if they mix it up. Take them out of their rhythm a little bit.
Peyton Downs to inbound. Downs holding. She's unguarded on the inbound. We'll loop it out to Izzy Golan Bielski. Veronica Patrick against Destiny Boffman. Patrick puts it on the floor with the right hand. Back out Daisy Golan Bielski.
Switch it right back to their man-to-man now. They're in 1-3-1 for a little bit.
Downs right wing, looking to the post. They'll back off on her. Finds Berg at the foul line. Berg had it knocked away, but a foul on McDonald. And that one's going against Emily Cooper. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Inbound to down. She immediately feeds Berg. Back out Izzy Golan Bielski. Hoists a three. Back rim. No. And
nice box out, Marley.
Back. Yes.
Great job.
That's the second on Emmy Golan Bielski. And who was that? Marley Hughes,
Marley.
Boxing her out.
Great box out. Could have been her third if we'd have got it down on this end.
So Emmy Golan Bielski frustrated. She's going to have to take a seat and in for the first time tonight. Zoe Vara, she's another senior, 5'7" forward, 1.3 points per game. Coach Schultz was right when he said they're a senior-laden team. We got a lot of seniors on our side as well. Which group wants it more? 2:37 to play. Can McDonald get the lid off the basket here on this side? Marley Hughes right wing.
I would like to think you can get some outside shots because, you know, you've gotten rid of one of those tall defenders.
Nice. Aubrey Dorn, show and go, blows by her defender and scores. What a beautiful ball fake from Aubrey.
Let's get up here and pressure him a little bit.
1 point game, 12-9 Northwood. Peyton Downs across the timeline. The Northwood leading scorer is on the bench. Berg left wing to Patrick. She'll hoist a three left corner. That's an air ball rebound.
Got a Gates. Run out.
Now Emily Cooper will push slowly. She'll take it across the timeline. Working off a screen from Marley Hughes. Emily Cooper looking for help, trying to avoid a five-second count, and finds Marley Hughes left of the wheel. Left corner feed, Destiny Boffin. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn turning in the lane. Goes up strong. It won't go down. Gets her own rebound. Goes up again. It still won't fall. Emily Cooper offensive rebound. Out to Marley Hughes. Right side, Lauren Dietz. Dietz will pull it back to Marley between the wheels. A chance to take the lead for McDonald. Just over 90 seconds to play in the first half. Marley Hughes to Emily Cooper. Cooper left corner, Destiny Boffin finds Lauren Dietz. Dietz at the foul line. Aubrey Dorn kick out Destiny Boffin for her second three. That one rims in and out. Destiny gets the offensive rebound, saves it, and she bumps out of bounds. And Lauren Dietz left wing. They're letting them play a little bit here,
yeah,
Dave.
Well, which is all right.
It's a sectional final, sure.
We're always used to every ticky-tack stuff, so this is good.
But just stay adjust to it.
Okay, stay consistent. That's always the key.
Doran to Marley, Marley Hughes. Straight on for three in the lead. Straight in! Marley Hughes with a big hit from downtown.
I was watching her in warm-ups, and she was knocking him down.
14-12 McDonald. Under a minute to play. They've retaken the lead. Patrick across the timeline left wing. Monica Patrick holding, waiting, and will bounce to Peyton Downs near the logo. Downs, right corner, Izzy Golombiowski. Back to Downs. Cross-court skip out of Kapatrick. Patrick against Destin Goff and Aubrey Dorn. She picked up her dribble again. Holding. Right of the circle. Downs. Back to Patrick. High catch left wing. Immediately feeds to the post. Oh, we got a quick foul from behind on McDonald. And who is that one going against? That's a sixth.
That's going to go against Marley. She's doing a great job of denying the ball.
And so Hughes is going to be subbed out here with 33.5. No, that's the third on Marley Hughes. Wow. 33.5.
Just got caught a little bit with the hand in the cookie jar there.
Abby Petronovic will come in. She's playing with two fouls. Inbounds to Golombiowski. She
straight
comes
up,
in, goes up strong off the glass and good, ties the game. So Abby Golombiowski comes in for the final 30 seconds for offense. And she makes good. 14 apiece. 23 seconds to play in the first half. Emily Cooper right wing to Lauren Dietz. Dietz straight on. Back to Emily Cooper on the right. McDonald can hold for the final shot if they want. You'd think that's their intention here with 11 seconds left. Aubrey Dorn to the right elbow. Destiny Boffin right corner. Back to Dorn. Dorn attacking into the paint. Goes up strong. Left hand no. Rebound batted out. Emily Cooper to beat the buzzer off the glass. No. Batted again. And we are going to be tied at the end of the first 18 minutes of play. 14 apiece. A defensive struggle here and a war of attrition and fouls. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes. This is Lady Max Basketball on WoGo Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Do you need a reason to get outside and get some fresh air this season? Join Sun Blacktop and become part of a tight-knit work family of loyal employees. Our trusted and guaranteed work is the result of more than 60 years of experience and dedication to detail. Earn a competitive wage and great benefits while making lifelong friends in a new career. Sun Blacktop currently has positions available for equipment operating, seal coating, grading, and paving. Apply today either online or in person to become part of the Sun Blacktop team.
When a customer or client walks through the door of your business, first impressions matter. Make sure your operation is spick and span. Order your cleaning supplies from CF Products. From sanitization to a complete line of janitorial equipment, CF Products has what you need to purchase all in one place. And they'll save you from those constant supply runs with free local delivery. Order today at cf-prods.com. cf-prods.com. CF Products in Chippewa Falls, keeping businesses clean.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here, and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Slocum & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured. With top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Slocum & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Greg Misfeld. I am a vice president commercial lender with Northwestern Bank here in Chippewa. We truly care about our customers. They're not just a loan number or an account. They're people. And one of the best things working for Northwestern Bank is their dedication to the community. It's an expectation, and you're supported in all aspects when you do get involved.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Halftime here in Amory, 14 all between McDonald and Northwood to try and fill out that bracket at state. The final team to punch their ticket will be decided in the next 18 minutes, at least of regulation. 14 apiece. We'll look at the leading scorers in a second, but Dave Flanagan, some decent looks for McDonald against a very tough defense in Northwood, and shots that normally would fall haven't yet. Maybe things get a little bit better when you switch ends of the floor.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure, but I don't think, between Emily and Lauren, what do we got, 2 points, 4 points between them maybe? And, you know, that isn't going to happen here in the second half. I mean, they're good shooters. They're going to knock down shots. I mean, I just look at, you know, Marley's probably my bigger concern with three fouls. I mean, because she does so much for this team that goes unnoticed. So, you know, we don't need her to pick up that quick fourth one here at the start of the second half.
The depth of McDonald has been a strong point, but may be tested here again with foul trouble. For the Northwood Evergreens, their leading scorers, Annika Patrick and Emmy Golombiowski with 4-piece, 3-apiece for Peyton Downs and Emily Berg. On the other side for McDonald, 4 to lead the way for Aubrey Dorn, 3 for Destiny Boffman, 3 for Marley Hughes, 2 for Lauren Dietz, and 2 for Abby Petronovic. So as you mentioned, just 2 combined points between Emily Cooper and Lauren Dietz. Let's hear how the first half sounded on WOGO Sports and Max TV. It's back to Marley Hughes. Marley to Emily Cooper on the right wing.
Going against a little 2-3 zone here.
They've seen that a lot. Abby Petronovic fights one inside. Up
great pass
first
inside.
Pass the game, right over the top. Steve Boffin floats it up top, stolen by Patrick. Patrick with the steal. The senior throws ahead to Izzy Golombiowski, and Emily Cooper steps in front of that pass. Push ahead to Lauren Dietz. Down the left side of the lane. Challenge and the rim. Layup good.
Emily just read that. Such a smart player.
4-3. McDonald's lead whittled down to 1. Destiny Boffin spots up a 3. Right corner pocket. Yes.
There's a nightmare from last year with us making threes. Knock down a 3 here.
Emily, Aubrey Dorn blocked on the way up by Golombiowski. Now a push ahead. Izzy Golombiowski down the lane. Challenge blocked by
Great
Destiny.
Block by Desi.
Back to Emily Cooper. Cooper also with the ball fake. Back to the right corner. Destiny Boffin feeds Aubrey Dorn. Dorn turns and nice. Scores inside Golombiowski.
Great passing. Great move by Aubrey.
This side. Marley Hughes right wing.
I would like to think you can get some outside shots because you know you got rid of one of those tall defenders.
Nice. Aubrey Dorn show and go, blows by her defender and scores. What a beautiful ball fake from Aubrey.
But
just adjust to it.
Okay, stay consistent. That's always the key.
Dorn to Marley Hughes. Straight on for 3 in the lead. Straight in. Marley Hughes with a big hit from downtown. And that's how the first half sounded here on WOGO Sports. 2 minutes and we're back with Mark Maloney's military shout-outs, or at least my version of them, at the half. It's 14 apiece. McDonald and Northwood back in 2.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Quality, service, innovation, people, and community. This is Riverside Machine and Engineering. We are a precision machine shop that serves technically demanding industries. Our family-run business is hiring multiple positions: machinist, assembler, maintenance manager, designer, programmer, and engineer. We offer challenging hands-on work in a clean and modern shop in Eau Claire. Apply today at riversidemachine.com. Riverside Machine. We build it right every time because we know there's a lot at stake.
Does it seem like some teams are at stake every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
90 seconds away from the second half, Mark Maloney's military shout-outs, and we sure hope he gets a chance to do this next week. We'll start with Glenn Maloney at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. Alex Maloney, Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana, now an instructor down there teaching avionics on B-52s. That's where Mark and Lita are right now. Jory Kubishik at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm, Dover Air Force Base, Maryland. Nicole just left for a 12-month tour to South Korea. Greg Hovland, Colfax graduate, Scott Air Force Base, Illinois, currently in Africa. Jacob Klukas, Colfax graduate, currently at Nellis Air Force Base, Las Vegas, Nevada. Sarah Passant-Bovee with the 133rd Civil Engineers with the Minnesota Air Force National Guard. Corey Abier, a major in the Marine Corps, getting ready to retire after 22 years of service. Thank you, Corey. Kristen Levester Davis, avid listener to our broadcast and is in the Air Force Reserves in Charleston, South Carolina. Carter Billen, working security forces at Fairchild Air Force Base in Washington. Austin Tollefson in the Marine Corps Reserves, currently a staff sergeant out of Great Lakes, Illinois. Jordan Chartrand, in the Army, stationed Fort Bragg, North Carolina, currently supporting the Ukraine crisis. John Hayton from Colfax, Army Guard out of Spooner. Brandon Anderson, also from Colfax, active duty in the Navy. Wayne Trimble, McDonnell grad, 96, currently at Fort McCoy. 22 years of service in the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Noah Stewart, graduate of Chi High, currently stationed at Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Chuck Gardo, Chi High grad in the Marine Corps, stationed in Hawaii. Ellie Eckes, McDonnell graduate in the Army National Guard in Chippewa. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, Chi High grad in the Air Force, stationed in Germany, currently deployed to Africa. And Matt Pulver at Laughlin Air Force Base in Texas, training to be a cargo pilot. Mark Maloney's military shout-outs, and come on, girls, let's give Mark a chance to do these in his own voice when he gets back. As McDonald will start out with the basketball, moving left to right here. 18 minutes in regulation to determine who goes to state between McDonald and Northwood, tied at 14 right now. Good to have you with us on WOGO. Lauren Dietz will start off with a jumper. Back rim. That one won't go down. Rebound, Golan Biowski.
She just got to get one, and then you know two or three are going to come right after that.
High dribble back to Peyton Downs from Izzy Golan-Biowski against Emily Cooper. Makes her pick up the dribble right wing to Berg. Berg at the right elbow, back out to Emmy Golan-Biowski. On the top of the key, right side feeds Downs. Downs drops down to Golan-Biowski, back to Downs and Berg. Down the left side of the lane. Spinning in, shuffles out, back to Annika Patrick. Downs to Berg. Berg curling at the right elbow. Emmy Golan-Biowski holds, feeds to Berg over her head and out of bounds. I think she got a hand on it, but not much more. Berry Global Innovators of Plastic has grown from their roots in America's heartland into a worldwide leader in plastics manufacturing. Named one of America's most responsible companies and proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Let's see if McDonald can break the tie here. Emily Cooper, Lauren Dietz, Marley Hughes, Abby Petronovic, Destiny Boffman, original starting five for head coach Don Cooper. 24-3 McDonald against 26-0 Northwood. Sectional final in Amory. Against that 2-3 zone, Lauren Dietz onto the left wing. Back out, Emily Cooper. Cooper to Marley Hughes. Hughes against Patrick, finds Lauren Dietz. Dietz, little head fake, back to Hughes. Hughes pulls up, back to Lauren on the right wing. Lauren attacking
nice
the paint.
Pass,
beautiful
Lauren.
Pass down low. Petronovic shot won't fall. It's loose on the floor. Abby diving for it and pulled out of there by Berg.
You know, you can't get it any better than that. Great. It was just a great offensive set here.
Golan Biowski across the logo to Peyton Downs. Downs right down the lane, over the top. Too strong offensive rebound. Golan Biowski, she goes up strong and scores. 16-14. Again, it just seems like shots that normally have gone down for McDonald are just not falling tonight.
You're doing just fine offensively. Just keep working the ball.
Marley Hughes, right wing. Lauren Dietz. Dietz turns, faces the hoop, back out to Marley between the wheels. 2 minutes gone by second half, 16-14 Northwood over McDonald. Lauren Dietz along the baseline, backs it out into the right corner. And work out to Marley Hughes via Destiny Boffman. Marley to Emily Cooper, left wing. Cooper puts it on the floor with the left hand to Lauren Dietz. Dietz back out to Cooper. Cooper goes behind her back, driving into the lane, shoots another one inside Abby Petronovic, and Abby goes up strong. She won't miss twice. Now we have a whistle and an official's timeout, I think, just to make sure
somebody,
everybody's all right for Northwood, maybe.
23 came down. Peyton Downs came down.
And now inbound for Northwood. Everybody good to go. McDonald showing some full court pressure here.
Let's get a little more pressure here. Make
Downs across the timeline and a push called on Emily Cooper. I believe that's her second.
That's all right.
First of the second half, 15-26 to play. That is two on Emily Cooper. And just to the right of the scorer's table, Downs will inbound. 16 apiece. Downs holding. Goes into the backcourt. Izzy Golombiowski across the timeline. She almost lost it. Cooper takes it away. Cooper is knocked down.
Marley
down the lane for the layup is good. Wow, there was a scrum there and bodies went flying, including Emily Cooper.
Thank goodness there was no whistle.
Monica Patrick. Patrick almost has her pocket picked from behind. Finds Berg. Berg from 4 feet is good. Emily Berg now with 5 points. 18 apiece back and forth. We go in this seesaw affair in the sectional final. Again, as we've mentioned, the officials mostly are just going to let them play this one out here. Let the teams be a little physical, so you just have to adjust to that. The intensity is definitely there. Right side, Emily Cooper to Lauren Dietz. Dietz lost it along the lane. Now knocked away by Emily Cooper. Back to Lauren Dietz. Cooper right wing. Cooper spots up, leaves for Destiny Boffman to Marley Hughes left side.
Emily wanted to, but she held up.
Looking for the better shot. Now Cooper wide open for three. That one too strong.
On Abby.
Abby Petronovic knocks the rebound off of Northwood out of bounds. A good fight there by Petronovic with Golombiowski. I thought maybe that was off of Abby, but no. Golombiowski the last to touch it. McDonald with 14-17 will extend their possession. Marley Hughes with two at the blocks, two at the elbows will inbound. Marley holding and waiting. Finds Lauren Dietz left corner. Dietz back out to Emily Cooper. Cooper to Marley Hughes. High post, Lauren Dietz turns on the pivot. Back to Marley, right of the circle. Against Annika Patrick, shoots it left side, Emily Cooper. 4 minutes gone by second half. Still a tie game here in the sectional final. Marley Hughes, right wing, puts it on the floor with the left hand, pulls up the foul line to Emily Cooper. Passes up the deep three. Cooper shoots it down to Petronovic. Petronovic attacking hard, rolls it up and in.
Great pass, great catch.
That's six for Abby Petronovic. Controlling the baseline. Inbounds broken up by Cooper, but back to Berg.
You got to hustle back here.
Berg pushed to Patrick. Patrick down the left side of the lane. Jump stop. Comes up and in.
I thought Desi was going to get there.
A move by Patrick to get it over the top of a leaping Destiny Boffman. 20 apiece. Just basket answered by basket each time. At the high post. Lauren Dietz kick out Destiny Boffman for her second three. Right corner comes up short. Offensive rebound, Emily Cooper. Cooper skips it out. Marley Hughes left of the circle for three. Nothing but net. That's the second of the night for Marley Hughes. 23-20. McDonald, 5 minutes gone by second half. Their largest lead in a while. Berg right corner. Berg curling into the paint. Pulls up from 10. Screens it.
Well, we got some scoring now. It's like the boys' game last night.
Emma Stelter will come in. It took a while for these teams to find their rhythm offensively, but now the shooter seeing the shots going through, and that's leading to a little bit of a domino effect here. 23-22 McDonald. Marley Hughes attacking into the paint. Destiny Boffman out to Emily Cooper for her first three tonight. Front of the rim, no. Abby Petronovic
for the
rebound. Out of bounds. Last touch by Abby. And Emma Stelter will come in, Sydney Flanagan as well. Destiny Boffman and Abby Petronovic exit with 12:27 to go. 23-22, McDonald will employ everyone in the backcourt other than Emma Stelter, who's the safety valve near midcourt. Annika Patrick on the run. Patrick between two defenders, and she goes up and scores a runner from 6 feet. Coast to coast, Patrick, and the lead back to Northwood, 24-23.
Got caught in a little face guard situation. They had a bust out.
Hughes, right corner. Lauren Dietz for three. Yeah, there it is, there for Lauren. 26-24, the senior with the answer.
Yep.
Now Golan Biowski across the timeline, lost the dribble for a moment, holding onto it 30 feet from the bucket. Finds Peyton Downs. Downs up top, working off a screen. Back to Berg. Berg at the foul line attacking. She goes over the top of Stelter and draws the foul as Stelter backpedaling a bit. Well, Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. Walk-in interviews every Thursday from 2 until 5 in the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue in Chippewa Falls, or apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com. Two whistles against McDonald and against Northwood so far here in the second half. Berg at the line for the first time in the second half, and she remains perfect. Well, excuse myself, she's 2 for 3 now. Marley Hughes and Lauren Dietz will trade places in the paint as Hughes will box out Emmy Golombiowski. 26-25 McDonald to tie the game. Emily Berg sitting on 8 points right now. Berg, one of the many seniors for the Evergreen. She's perfect on both free throws. 26 apiece.
All right. Again, move the ball. Let's move the ball around. Find Lauren a little bit. Find Emily. Marley.
Malkin about to come back in. Marley Hughes at the foul line. Hughes on the left elbow shoots it back out to Emily Cooper. Cooper to Lauren Dietz. Dietz pulls it back to Cooper left wing. To Marley Hughes in the left corner. Marley back to Emily. She'll hold. One bounce. Dietz for Sydney Flanagan. At the high post. They'll work down to Emma Stelter. Stelter gets Golombiowski.
Oh,
up in the air,
Emma.
Scores underneath her. What a beautiful move by the captain.
A great left hand.
Whew. 28-26 McDonald. Peyton Downs in the backcourt. Shoots it to Berg right wing. Berg back to Downs. High on the right. They'll give her some space. Downs up top. Monica Patrick, who's done some damage here in the second half against Sydney Flanagan, the senior against the senior. Emmy Golombiowski shoots into the right corner. Downs. Downs. Drops down for Berg. She's doubled. Kick out. Downs for three. All air ball and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Golombiowski of Northwood. Possession going back to McDonald.
Good box out by Lauren.
Well, online or in person, learn your way. This is all nothing new for Lakeland University. They've been doing online education for over 25 years. Lakeland University always connected with options for you. Lakeland.edu/blended. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds as Northwood takes a timeout. This is Lady Max Basketball on Logo Sports.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonnell Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
10:49 left in regulation. McDonald with the basketball trying to extend their advantage to two possessions, leading 28-26 as Cooper crosses the logo at midcourt. Picks up her dribble for Cindy Flanagan.
No need to force anything. Come and help her.
Destiny Boffman back into the game. Emma Stelter and Lauren Dietz round out the five on the floor for McDonald. Lauren up top. One bounce. Shoots it over to Cindy Flanagan on the right wing. Flanagan, the senior, curling in. Out to Emily Cooper. They're going to come out on her ball fake even 8 feet beyond the arc.
They are not going to let her shoot.
They know she'll launch it. Cindy Flanagan right wing. Flanagan across the court. Emily Cooper. Cooper against Izzy Golombiowski to Destiny Boffman left corner. Finds a cutting Lauren Dietz. Dietz into a double team. Lost it. It's loose. Destiny Boffman takes it out. Back to Emily Cooper. Cindy Flanagan right wing. Cindy under 10 minutes to play. Picks up the dribble back to Lauren Dietz. Dietz on the right wing.
Wait for Desi. There we go.
Desi Boffman. Boffman kick out. Emily Cooper. Deep three. Left side. Just off the mark. Comes up a bit short.
But you know, that's a good shot.
Now a pass tipped away by Emily Cooper. And the steal by Destiny Boffman. Or maybe you give him half a steal each. It's like a hockey assist. Cooper tipped the pass. Destiny caught it. 28-26 McDonald. 35 seconds away from the halfway point here of the second half in this WIAA Division 5 sectional final. Emily Cooper to Sydney Flanagan outside the arc right wing. Flanagan tests with a couple dribbles, picks it up all the way across the court. Emily Cooper. Cooper on the left wing. Gets Izzy Golombiowski. Finds Lauren Dietz outside the arc. Dietz puts it on the floor with the left hand. Spinning into the lane. Kick out. Destiny Boffin. Quick touch pass back to Emily Cooper. Cooper attacking at the left elbow. Backs it out. Now crosses over. Down the lane. Runner with the right hand. Somebody got a piece of that when it came up short.
Yep.
Now a long push That's ahead. It. Patrick underneath, Sydney Flanagan challenging, makes her miss the
24.
Shot. Over the back.
There we go.
Did they get the call? Yes, they did. Is that Emma Stelter or Lauren Dietz with a box out there?
Whoever it was, it's just great hustle down. She's reached over the top. Great hustle by Sid.
Sydney Flanagan, again, Patrick is quite an athlete, and Flanagan one-on-one with her in transition made that layup go awry. Now Stelter and Flanagan will take a break. That's Aubrey Dorn and Marley Hughes back in for McDonald with 8:58 to go. Still a two-point game, 28-26 the max.
That's one of the things with McDonald. They're a little deep. They can give their people a break and a rest. And hopefully can make a run here now.
At the high post, Destiny Boffman over to Lauren Dietz, right corner. Pass in the lane, knocked away by Patrick and stolen by Northwood. Just a little bit too much traffic there. 8:38 to go. Patrick up top, picks up her dribble, throws it over to Downs. Downs looking to Patrick left wing. They'll find Emmy Golombiowski. Pass tipped away, but Downs retrieves back to Patrick. Patrick head fake left side. Berg straddling the three-point arc. Kick out Downs. Downs passes up the three. Pass knocked away by Marley Hughes. Retrieved in the corner by the Evergreens. Izzy Golombiowski. Her pass knocked away. Destiny Boffin.
Great pressure.
Knocks it away and steals it.
Good job, Desi.
The pressure relentless by Destiny Boffman and company. 28-26 McDonald. Lauren Dietz at the foul line, backs it out to Marley Hughes. Possession's at a premium here this afternoon. At the right elbow, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn turning on the pivot to Emily Cooper, right wing. Marley Hughes on the left. Hughes up to Emily Cooper with 7:45 to go. Lauren Dietz up top. Dietz attacking over to Destiny Boffin as someone got a paw on that ball. At the high post, Aubrey Dorn, show and go, attacking down the right side of the lane, comes up short, challenged by Golombiowski.
Great effort, just didn't came up a little short.
Emmy Golombiowski finds Berg at the foul line, turns from 14, comes up short, rebound batted out, and Aubrey Dorn with the rebound. Still 28-26 McDonald, 7:15 to go. What a battle here.
Might have to look take a timeout here soon just to give everybody a break.
Marley Hughes to Lauren Dietz. Dietz, big ball fake, right corner, jab stepping. Now Lauren, couple bounces up top. They'll work to Destiny Boffin into the left corner, Marley Hughes. To Lauren Dietz, back to Marley, left wing. Big head fake outside the arc, curling at the foul line to Emily Cooper. Shoots over Lauren Dietz, left wing. Dietz, ball fake at the left elbow. Not a lot of room for Lauren to get loose. Emily Cooper now on the right side against Patrick. Patrick with a hand right in Cooper's face. Up top to Marley Hughes with 6:43 to go. Out to Emily Cooper. Cooper on the left wing. Lauren Dietz. McDonald being patient here offensively. Marley Hughes left side.
They can play defense. You know, nobody likes to play defense for a long period of time.
Emily Cooper right wing. 6.5 to play. 28-26 McDonald. Marley Hughes has it on the left. Hughes loops it over to Emily Cooper on the right wing. Now Emily will get the set. Reset the offense between the wheels. Leaves her Marley Hughes on the left wing. Marley holds on her hip. Up top, Lauren Dietz. Almost two-thirds of the way through the second half. Two-point game, two-point lead for McDonald, 28-26. Destiny Boffman up top. Boffman on her hip, and a foul comes from Izzy Golombiowski. And not just the first, no, the second of the second half.
Yeah, well, that's just, you know.
With exactly getting, 6 minutes to go.
Getting frustrated a little bit just playing defense. You know, we're ahead, so you know, we can keep passing the ball all we want.
Emily Cooper will take a breather as Lanice Boffman into the game. Northwestern Bank building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Inbounds to Marley Hughes in the backcourt. She'll take her time and then walk it across the timeline with a pass to Lauren Dietz. Dietz on the left side. Dietz into the lane. Has it knocked away from her. Should stay with McDonald. It's not. Off of Lauren. Lauren, I think, was looking for a foul. Cooper will come in and will give Lauren a break.
Just a quick one here. You know,
5:49 remaining, 28-26. Now a chance to tie or take the lead for Northwood.
See if McDonald stays in their 1-3-1.
Patrick across the timeline to Emmy Golombiowski. Golombiowski gets it back to Berg. Berg between a double team. Kick out Downs. Downs passes up the three. Goes short corner. And a whistle and a foul on Lanice Boffman. We'll warm up with plump, juicy, naturally raised chicken tenders from Culver's, regular and buffalo served hot and crispy at Culver's of Lake Halley, where they're now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply online at culvers.com/careers or in person at Culver's of Lake Halley. Inbounds, thrown away. It's a race for it near the timeline, and Berg picks it up first. Well, it looked like that one might float into the backcourt.
We were hoping.
Up top, Downs down to Emily Berg. Berg shoots it over to Annika Patrick. She'll spot up for three. Front rim, no rebound.
Great
Marley
box out,
with a
Marley.
Great box out. It all comes down to the fundamentals in a possession-by-possession game like this.
Come and help in the middle.
Emily Cooper over to Marley Hughes. As this 2-3 zone has been extended now.
Yeah.
Working out more near half court. Lanise Boffman, her pass knocked away and stolen along the baseline as she ran into trouble. Now Lanise has to avoid a foul in the backcourt. Patrick picks up her dribble.
Wouldn't mind a couple more fouls just to get it close here to seven.
Downs in the right wing. Emmy Golombiowski to Berg in the paint. Ties the game.
We got a timeout.
We're tied at 28. We will step out and be back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports.
Maybe you always wanted to be your own boss. Maybe you grew up in the family business. Or maybe you just had an idea and the time was right. Whatever inspired you to run your own business, a big part of our business at Wisconsin Credit Union is to help you do it by being easy to partner with.
.440, no timeout called there. 28-28, McDonald with the basketball. Three whistles against McDonald, two against Northwood. We're going down to the wire here in the sectional final. Lauren Dietz, Emily Cooper, Marley Hughes, Aubrey Dorn, Destiny Boffin on the floor right now for Coach Don Cooper and the Lady Max. Which team's seniors will outlast the others? Marley Hughes, Emily Cooper, deep three left side, back rim, no offensive rebound, Lauren Dietz. Dietz show and go, driving baseline, skips it out, Destiny Boffin rotates, Marley Hughes, Marley wide open, 4-3,
yep. There it is.
Oh, you knew it.
Yes, I did.
31-28, McDonald. Hughes with another huge three, under four to play. Downs into the left corner, Berg. Berg, long cross-court skip, Patrick retrieves. Pass
great
broken
defense.
Up by Marley Hughes. She knocks it into the Northwood student section. Abby Petronovic is going to come in, and Destiny Boffman will get a break with 3:46 remaining in a three-point game.
Marley's just too good of a player.
Downs will inbound in front of her own student section. Holding, and it goes near midcourt. Izzy Golombiowski. Back to Downs on the right wing. Downs shoots into the right corner. The sophomore Golombiowski back out to Downs. Long cross court tip out of Annika Patrick. Patrick leaves it for Downs on the right. Back to Patrick, straddling the three-point arc to Berg. Berg, long pass over to Downs, right corner. Izzy Golombiowski shoots it into the paint. Emmy Golombiowski, she's doubled there. Finds Patrick cutting weak side, high off the glass, no. But a fourth foul on Marley Hughes with 3:20 to go.
Well, I think you got to run it to the end here with her.
That'll send Patrick to the line shooting two. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders White City Glass. Perfect on the first free throw for Annika Patrick, and that's what you'd expect with this level of play. Marley will take a break with four fouls brief. Pull her team within one with a make here. The senior, three low bounces, free throw away, and it's good. Two for two from the line, Patrick, and it's a one-point lead for McDonald, 31-30.
Hey, boy, Dietz. We got to look to sort of get it inside a little bit there, extended so far.
Dietz driving along the baseline, back out to Emily Cooper. Cooper on the left wing. Up top between the wheels now for Lauren Dietz. Lauren finds the high post, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn backs it out beyond the arc, holding to Lauren Dietz with 2:53 to go. A 31-30 McDonald. One-point lead for the Lady Max. Destiny Boffman to Aubrey Dorn, left wing. In the corner, back out Emily Cooper. There's Izzy Golombiowski. Lauren Dietz, right wing. Matchup against Annika Patrick. Feet at the high post. Aubrey Dorn between two defenders. Goes
wow.
up strong! Somehow pushing up and in off the window.
Great move by Aubrey.
In traffic, Aubrey Woo. Dorn makes it 33-30, a full one-possession lead for the Lady Max with under 2.5 to go. Patrick, pass tipped away for a moment, gets it back to Patrick from Downs, finds Berg. Berg along the baseline, tough shot, rolls it in, and the foul.
That's just a great move. Not much more you can say.
Back and forth we go as Marley Hughes will come in with 2:19 to play. That's the fifth whistle against McDonald. And Hughes will come in for Petrovich. 33-32 and a chance to tie this game for Emily Berg. She may be 1B to Emmy Golombiowski's 1A, but Berg has come to play here in the second half. And now the senior can tie the sectional final at 33. She has been brilliant from the line here tonight and is so again.
All right, here we go.
33-all, 2:17 and counting. Who goes to state, who goes home? Cooper across the timeline, hey, finds wide open under the basket, Dorn, and she rolls one up and in.
Wow. Lost track of her.
Dorn patrolling the baseline and no one picked her up. Aubrey has eight and it's 35-33, the Lady Macs. Emmy Golombiowski almost loses it back to Patrick. Patrick cross-court skip Downs. Downs fights it down. Emmy Golombiowski out to Izzy. Work right side. Downs loses it for a moment. Oh. Now they'll drop to Berg. Berg
there
throws it away in the corner. It gets away from the sophomore. Izzy Golombiowski.
There we got a timeout.
Back to McDonald. Coach Cooper running out onto the floor and doing jumping jacks, calling timeout. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Maybe you always wanted to be your own boss. Maybe you grew up in the family business, or maybe you just had an idea and the time was right. Whatever inspired you to run your own business, a big part of our business at Wisconsin Credit Union is to help you do it by being easy to partner with. Whether it's providing our fast turnaround Business Express loans, SBA loans, or checking accounts and online services specifically designed for your business. We also provide experienced loan officers who'll guide you through every step. And because we're a local business, too, our decisions are made locally, so you'll always get fast answers. Plus, being in the community for over 80 years means we know the area like no one else, which really makes a difference. So whatever your focus, from manufacturing, construction, or farming, to owning apartments, a medical practice, or retail store, visit any Wisconsin Credit Union and see what inspires so many local businesses to do business with us. Wisconsin Credit Union. Member eligibility required. Member NCUA.
1:44 remaining in a two-point game, 35-33. McDonald with possession after the turnover by Northwood. I don't need to tell you what a critical possession this is.
Well, you know what? We'll see once if they spread it out here a little bit, because Northwood's going to have to go man-to-man to play them here the last 2 minutes.
McDonald has one foul left to give. Northwood has four.
That's why I was talking earlier where fouls, you needed to get a few so you didn't have to burn out the clock. They're going to have to burn the clock when they start fouling.
Emily Cooper, double to midcourt, and knocked away and stolen by Patrick. Patrick throws one up wildly, and it's knocked away. Ooh, Laura Dees goes hard to the floor. Got to get a timeout here, and they will. Oh, what a scramble. Bodies flying. Northwood wants a jump ball. What's going to be the call? Oh, they call held ball. McDonald thought they got a possession. They'll call held ball. The officials will confer. What are they going to say here? Is it a tie-up? Or is it a timeout by McDonald? And the officials will say held ball possession Northwood. Oh, wow.
McDonald was a little far to get a timeout. We got to stay in that coach's box a little bit.
35-33. McDonald up two. Under 90 seconds to play. Left side, Patrick, who just made that play defensively. Patrick attacking into the lane, kick out Downs. Downs, back to Patrick up top. Patrick floats it over to Downs. Downs, cross-court pass to Patrick. Fights it into Berg. Berg kick out, Izzy Golombiowski. Back out to Patrick. Finds Berg just inside the foul line. Golombiowski has
great
it knocked
play,
away.
Lauren.
Lauren Dees swatted away from Emmy Golombiowski, who looked like she had an easy layup. 63 seconds remaining. 35-33, the Lady Macs. Holding on to that tenuous two-point lead. Downs will inbound. Downs into Izzy Golombiowski. She'll launch a three for the lead.
Oh,
and that one
ball
sticks. And that's going to be a held ball with possession going to McDonald with 59.8 as it sticks. And who's going to knock it down?
Who's got one? Okay, he's got a
timeout. And a timeout taken. Now we'll have a timeout. Northwood steps out for 60 seconds, as will we. Don't go anywhere. 59.8 to decide who goes to state here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game.
with Mason Companies. Apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Off the miss from Northwood, possession goes back to McDonald. With 59.8 left in a two-point game, 35-33, the Lady Macs. And again, there's going to be some run and jump pressure here from Northwood.
Yeah, we just got to have a three-quarter court here. We just got to get somebody in the middle.
Inbounds to Emily Cooper.
Got to work the middle. There's Dez.
Cooper to Marley Hughes. Back to Cooper. Cooper holding to Marley Hughes. Still in the backcourt. Marley across the timeline to Lauren Dietz. Dietz safely across, and now they'll foul Lauren with 49 seconds to play. That is just the third whistle against Northwood. So they'll be going aggressively for the steal with plenty of fouls to give, and needing to give them pretty quickly here. Donald's
meet it.
Tight passes.
Got to meet every pass.
Inbounds to Marley Hughes. Hughes waits for them to come. Shoots it to Lauren Dietz safely across the timeline. Emily Cooper now. Cooper left wing, and she's shoved out of bounds. Gets a helping hand up by Izzy Golombiowski. 41.2 left. That is the fourth whistle against Northwood. 35-33. McDonald will inbound with Lauren Dietz.
This is why I said about five minutes to go, you needed to foul so we don't run into this situation for them. So
Lauren throws into Emily Cooper. Cooper holding, doubled, and she's fouled. Patrick and Berg were in the area. And that is team foul number five with 39.3. And I'm not sure, the Northwood fan section is upset saying where was the foul, but I don't know if they understand that their team is trying to foul right now.
Yeah, and you know what? They're going to call it.
Inbounds to Emily Cooper. Cooper to Marley Hughes, still in the backcourt. Shoots it to Lauren Dietz. Dietz right in front of her own bench, waiting for the foul to come, but a timeout taken by Coach Cooper as Dietz was in a bit of trouble. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds here on WOGO Sports. 32.3 to play in the sectional final.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
32.3 remaining, 35-33 McDonald. One foul left to give for Northwood as Lauren Dietz, the senior, will inbound just to the left of her own bench. Lauren will hold. Holding, waiting, still waiting, and finds Marley Hughes, gives it right back with a bounce to Lauren Dietz. Dietz driving right baseline, and she's bumped by Annika Patrick. That's team foul number six, and the next one with 28.4 remaining will send the Lady Macs to the line.
You know, on the sideline, we're in a little tough spot here taking this ball out, but you just got to come to the ball, meet the ball.
So Lauren Dietz will again trigger it in. On the floor, Aubrey Dorn, Destiny Boffman, Emily Cooper, and Marley Hughes. Dietz holding on the hip and fights it into Marley Hughes. Hughes in trouble in the right corner. He was looking for help and will call a timeout. Quick 30-second break by Don Cooper. We're back in half a minute as well. 24.5 remaining in the sectional final.
Quality, service, innovation, people, and community. This is Riverside Machine and Engineering. We are a precision machine shop that serves technically demanding industries. Our family-run business is hiring multiple positions. Machinist, assembler, maintenance manager, designer, programmer, and engineer. We offer challenging hands-on work in a clean and modern shop in Eau Claire. Apply today at riversidemachine.com. Riverside Machine. We build it right every time because we know there's a lot at stake.
Inside a packed gym in Amory, 24.5 remaining, 35-33 McDonald. No fouls left to give here for Northwood, and the Lady Macs will be inbounding along the baseline after that timeout. Marley Hughes now will trigger it in.
All right, what do we got?
Hughes will hold, and still waiting, and shoots it up top, and it's picked off by Patrick. Patrick with the steal. Annika Patrick, left wing. She's tied up, and a foul from McDonald. That was their last one to give. Oh, McDonald did the one thing they could not do, turning the ball over.
When that ball kept going into the corner, further in the corner, made it hard to get it in bounds.
18.9 remaining. Destiny Boffman out, Abby Petranovic in. Can McDonald muster up one final defensive stand? As the senior Patrick made another play. Now here down, holding, waiting, looking, goes to Izzy Golombiowski. Biowski up top, a whistle and a foul before a steal by McDonald, and that is going to send Northwood to the line, shooting a 1-1 with 16.2.
Got to knock it back in, bringing Bezzy back in here.
16.2 remaining, 35-33 McDonald, and the sophomore, youngest member of the starting five for Northwood Evergreens, is on the line. The 5'6 guard, Izzy Golombiowski, the sophomore, shooting the front end of a 1-1.
Big box out here.
Golombiowski, little dribbles, a shot away, off the back of the rim, no rebound, Lauren Dietz, with 15 seconds remaining to Marley Hughes. Emily
Coming
Cooper across the
ball.
Line to Dietz. Dietz across midcourt, and a whistle,
you got a foul.
And a foul will send Lauren to the line, 8.4 remaining, McDonald leading 35-33. And the biggest free throws of the senior's career will come right now.
Again, this is what it's all about. She's going to step up and make them, I guarantee you.
Lauren Dietz with 8.4 left. This is a 1-1. Free throw. Rattles out. Offensive rebound. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn with the rebound.
Throw it out. There we go.
Emily Cooper with 4 seconds. With three, with two. Lauren is fouled again. And we'll go to the line with 1.9 remaining.
Now she'll make them both.
Just a delayed prognostication. Still a 1-1 here. Still a 1-1. Lauren Dietz going to the line to try to make this a full one possession game. Again, a critical free throw for Lauren, the senior. Free throw is away. She got it! 1.9 left. 36-33 McDonald. Lauren Dietz. They'll send in Destiny Boffman. Boffman in for Petranovic with 1.9 left. And a timeout taken. 30-second timeout. We're back in half a minute here on WOGO Sports.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success. At McDonald Area Catholic Schools, our kindergarten program is distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
1.9 seconds left. The Lady Macs leading 36-33. Lauren Dietz, the senior, at the line with a chance to salt this game away and send her team to state. They'll bring three players back behind the timeline. Destiny Boffman, free throw, off the back rim and in for Lauren Dietz, and the senior runs back as with 1.9 remaining, they will inbound to Patrick. She'll heave it up, it comes up short. Chippewa Falls, for the second consecutive year, the Macs are back at state.
What a great feeling.
Back to back for the Lady Macs, and the crowd on the floor right now.
Your final, the McDonald Lady Macs 37, the Northwood Evergreens 33, and McDonald gets it done here in Amory, and they are headed to state. What a game.
Great game by both teams. I mean, Northwoods came ready to play last year. You know, McDonald took it to them a little bit, and this year they came ready to go.
What an incredible game. Dancing on the floor. Can't wait to talk with Head Coach John Cooper
as well.
I'm sure he'll just be excited for the kids. You know, it's not about him. It's about the kids.
Calling everybody over right now. We're going to step out, take a 3.5-minute break as the student section crowding the floor as well. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes. This is Lady Macs basketball, and the season has not ended. State coming up next week. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
It's not turnover, it's growth. When Wasota Tool says they're hiring for CNC machinists, it's not because people are leaving. In fact, the majority of their team has been with the company for 19 years or more. No, Wasota Tool is rapidly growing and looking for full-time CNC machinists for second shift. Work in a bright, clean, fully climate-controlled facility with gold standard benefits and wages starting at $58,000 or more, depending on experience. Apply today at wasotatool.com.
When a customer or client walks through the door of your business, first impressions matter. Make sure your operation is spick and span. Order your cleaning supplies from CF Products. From sanitization to a complete line of janitorial equipment, CF Products has what you need to purchase all in one place. And they'll save you from those constant supply runs with free local delivery. Order today at cf-prods.com. cf-prods.com. CF Products in Chippewa Falls, keeping businesses clean.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Welcome into the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We've timed it out perfectly as head coach Don Cooper is joining us as the Lady Macs are headed back to state 37-33. Coach Cooper, congratulations, but I know Dave already said this. You're probably going to talk a lot more about these young ladies and what they've accomplished and saying it has nothing to do with me, but this is their goal, and they accomplished it, and it took a lot of grit today.
Yeah, we broke it down at the beginning of the season on four quarters and then the postseason. And then, again, with each goal to achieve after the end of each quarter. So each of these girls, again, credit these teams like Northwoods and Prairie Farm. We had a big target on our back all year, and they wanted to take us down. So hats off to Northwoods. They played with heart and passion, and we were able to control our own destiny.
Again, two teams that you stopped their seasons last year and again this year. And, I mean, in this game, too, it just seemed like no lead was ever safe, as neither team could get much more than a one- or two-possession advantage. But at the end of the game, what was the message defensively to the girls, especially when we saw a chance with Northwood getting a late steal after it looked like they were going to foul and send you to the free throw line, that late steal? What was the message there as there were a flurry of timeouts to just hold strong for a few more moments?
Well, again, we practice that a lot in practice. Value the basketball. We have a drill called 50 passes. No tips. You got to come to the basketball. So, again, that was all a part of that at the end. So to value it, they did a good job of it.
Coach, in a 37-33 game, no one scored a ton of points here tonight. But maybe talk about your offense and really just this team as a whole today when shots weren't falling for some of your shooters. And you had two young ladies in particular in the front court step up, and Aubrey Dorn and Abby Petronovich, and every single basket they made so vital to send you to state.
Well, again, that's our zone offense is a credit to that, because once we break down the defense, it leaves Aubrey and Abigail open, and they get rebounds off the pin and the shifting of the defense, because they're so worried about our three-pointers that it just opens up the middle for them.
And speaking of three-pointers, it seemed like every single one Marley Hughes hit tonight was critical.
Oh, and she did a great job, and again, that's what we try and do. We try and practice that a lot.
And how about your senior Lauren Dietz at the line for the biggest free throws of her life? Able, I did a little bit of a misstep on the first one, but again, second two went through.
She did a great job.
Coach, we want to just let you enjoy this with your team, because we don't need to take a long time, because we're going to see you at the end of the week. Congratulations back-to-back to state. I know last year was the year, the breakthrough, and now that goal achieved, and can't wait to see you guys put that next goal in your sights as well.
Thank you, Caleb. Thank you, Dave, for the great coverage.
Head coach Don Cooper of the McDonald Lady Macs. Everybody on the floor right now for McDonald enjoying this incredible moment. We'll enjoy it along with them. We're back in 3 minutes on the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. But first, a reminder, don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO, cvosm.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona, Chippewa Falls, and soon in Rice Lake. Back-to-back for the Lady Macs. We're headed to state along with them next week. Stay tuned. More of our post-game show. Your leading scorers, Dave Flanagan, will break it all down for you. How did the Macs do this? And we'll get your highlights as well. What a moment here in Amory. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, my name is Jamie Liebrandt, and I'm the Chief Credit and Lending Officer for Northwestern Bank. What I enjoy most about being a Northwestern Bank business banker is knowing what Northwestern Bank does and what I do makes a difference in the community. Whether it's working with a client or working with a nonprofit organization to serve the community needs, it's all, for me, very rewarding. To me, that's what makes the bank special.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
As prices go up everywhere, you're naturally a little suspicious of offers for something free.
Hey, buddy, have I got a deal for you?
But when the Medicine Shoppe Pharmacy says they have free local delivery for your prescriptions, they mean it. Free means free. So the next time life gets hectic or you just don't want to go out, give them a call. Transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shoppe and receive $20 off over-the-counter products. Experience the local difference. The Medicine Shoppe in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Let's get building together in the Riverbell neighborhood. Your perfect home awaits. ashleyconstruction.co.
Welcome back to Lady Max postgame here on WOGO Sports. Everybody on the floor is still here at Amory for both sides, and congratulations to the Northwood Evergreens on their phenomenal season. Their unbeaten streak ends at 26 straight as McDonnell ended their season last year and does it again one step closer to state, but a phenomenal senior class for head coach Jason Schultz and Northwood. But McDonnell a little bit stronger here at the end, 37-33. If you're just joining us now, you missed a whale of a game, but we'll get a podcast up for you later on this evening. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan, along with Falcon Oblock on Max TV, Ezra Van Dyke keeping things running at the home base in Halley for WOGO Sports. We'll get to the leading scores. We've got a bunch of stats. But first, what's this moment like for you, Dave, maybe stepping out as a broadcaster for a moment, but as a McDonald parent with your senior, Sydney, to see her be able to go to state one final time?
Well, I mean, you know, she'll be able to look back at this. You know, it's not an easy deal to do. And so, you know, she's been fortunate enough these last 2 years to go to state in volleyball and in basketball. And now this year, again, a volleyball state champion. And now gets to go, you know, on the basketball team. So it's you know, sometimes kids take things for granted, and I hope someday she'll look at that and say, oh, I was pretty darn lucky.
And again, from what we saw here today, and I think Coach Cooper drew it up perfectly, where last year some people may have said that McDonald was maybe a bit ahead of schedule getting to state. We could see talent on this team, but maybe people underestimated them a bit. This year, that did not happen. Everybody knew what was happening when McDonald came to town. And as Coach Cooper said, yeah, there was a target on our backs all throughout the playoffs. Everybody wanted to take us out, and especially the teams that they've met the last two nights in Prairie Farm and then here this afternoon against Northwood. Very, very talented teams, teams that had deep senior classes, and they were primed and ready to beat McDonald, and it took everything and more the girls had in the tank to pull this one out.
Yeah, I mean, I guess when you think about it, unfortunately, you know, for the other teams, I mean, they've gotten sent home in the last 2 years by this McDonald team. And you look at this McDonald team, when they were taking pictures here, and you look, I mean, yes, we're losing seven seniors, but there were seven sophomores standing there. So it's like, you know, there's another class to step in to replace what's here now. I mean, you can't replace individuals like a Lauren or something like that, but still, you know, the cupboard isn't bare, as I always look at. So it is something that hopefully this tradition continues onward.
Oh, McDonald's brought out the music, and they're going to take some more pictures here. I don't know what device that is, but I've seen it before that can just get the music blaring.
That is a big boombox.
Oh, what a moment here for the girls. Well, we're going to take another break. We've got your highlights coming up. Is Sydney Flanagan's going to come up here? I wonder if she'll want to talk to us. We'll see.
But, she will. I can guarantee you that.
Well, let's see if she gives her dad a hug. Let's see if we can get one of the seniors on it. We'll let her enjoy it. Congratulations, Sydney. Get back down there with the team. 37-33 to final. I still have a lot of highlights to get ready, and we still have to give you your leading score. So we'll continue the post-class post-game show in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. The Lady Max are going to state. Stay with us here on WOGO and Max TV.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference.
Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
Do you need a reason to get outside and get some fresh air this season? Join Sun Blacktop and become part of a tight-knit work family of loyal employees. Our trusted and guaranteed work is the result of more than 60 years of experience and dedication to detail. Earn a competitive wage and great benefits while making lifelong friends in a new career. Sun Blacktop currently has positions available for equipment operating, seal coating, grading, and paving. Apply today, either online or in person, to become part of the Sun Blacktop team.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success. At McDonald Area Catholic Schools, our kindergarten program is distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
It's not turnover, it's growth. When Wasota Tool says they're hiring for CNC machinists, it's not because people are leaving. In fact, the majority of their team has been with the company for 19 years or more. No, Wasota Tool is rapidly growing and looking for full-time CNC machinists for second shift. Work in a bright, clean, fully climate-controlled facility with gold standard benefits and wages starting at $58,000 or more, depending on experience. Apply today at wasotatool.com.
When a customer or client walks through the door of your business, first impressions matter. Make sure your operation is spick and span. Order your cleaning supplies from CF Products. From sanitization to a complete line of janitorial equipment, CF Products has what you need to purchase all in one place. And they'll save you from those constant supply runs with free local delivery. Order today at cf-prods.com. cf-prods.com. CF Products in Chippewa Falls, keeping businesses clean.
Well, these moments are special. Post Glass and Mirror post game show. Here on WOGO Sports, Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan at Amory High School. As the McDonald Lady Macs move to 25-3 on the year and end the Northwood Evergreen season at 26-1. And McDonald with a 37-33 win in front of their pink-clad student section here tonight is going to join Randolph Highland and defending state champion Wisconsin Rapids Assumption in Green Bay next week, and cannot wait for that game Friday morning. I know seedings will come out, but whoever you play, it's going to be an absolute battle, as we've seen here all throughout the season, through the regional, through the sectional. But this is a team that's primed and ready for each challenge they face.
Well, and you know, I'm taking nothing away from last year, but last year, you know, when it was in lacrosse, and you know, it was the same thing when, you know, fortunately went through it in volleyball, where this year it was real. And I, you know, and that's sort of how I look at this too. I mean, this year it'll be real going to Green Bay and playing in front of, you know, there's spectators and a lot of them, and being on the big floor and just embracing everything that goes on there.
Cannot wait to join McDonald. The road to the Resch began a couple weeks back, and it continues, and we'll be joining them the whole way. And just again, we've got more elements here in our post-glass post-game show, but just want to make sure we give a shout out to the incredible family community of sponsors, business sponsors that have joined us from that regional quarterfinal all the way here to the sectional final, and now at the Resch Center next week. Our sincere thanks to them for making these broadcasts possible. And we will now look at your leading scorers, just four players in the scoring tally tonight for the Northwood Evergreens. 14 for Emily Berg, the phenomenal senior, right around her season average. Annika Patrick right at her season average with 10 points here tonight. Peyton Downs had three, but Emmy Golombiowski, 14.2 points per game, Dave Flanagan. She averages held to 6 here tonight and just 2 in the second half. And sometimes, too, we'll see that with Emily Cooper tonight, that sometimes the team will target a player and say, we're going to make sure that she does not beat us, and others have to step out and step up. But still a phenomenal job on one of the best players in the area.
Well, and you just, I mean, you got to credit your defense. I mean, the focus was, you know, was there, you know, and you're not going to stop the good players, but you want to slow them down, or you want to just make them a little bit uncomfortable, make them push them out of their little comfort zone area on the floor. And that's what they did tonight. And, you know, lucky for us, we struggled a little bit.
Well, 6 players scored for McDonald, led by Marley Hughes with 11. She hit 3 threes tonight, and it seemed like the Lady Macs, in a game where points were at a premium, neither team reaches 40 here tonight, possessions at a premium. It just seemed like every time Marley hit a 3, it was absolutely crucial, critical, whatever adjective you want to use.
Well, and I just, when I watch her play, I just think she's a very talented player. Sort of, she does, things that nobody really notices, and she's just a smart player. And tonight, you know, making those threes, it's like, yeah, she could do that a lot more, but you know what? She might want to pass, or she might want to set a screen. I mean, that's just sort of the way she is, and she does whatever the team needs. And tonight, you know what? They needed her to make those threes.
And someone that we won't be mentioning here scoring tonight is Emily Cooper, normally 12 points per game, and she did not score here tonight. But that's something where, unfortunately, we'll have it at State. We don't have the privilege of a full box score with all the different stats that we could point out with the things that Emily did tonight. Steals and pass breakups and rebounds. I mean, just so many things that she does to affect the game. And also, I think showing some maturity as a sophomore, her shot wasn't really falling tonight, and she was not forcing it. She took them when they were open, and they weren't going down. But some players will throw up shots out of frustration, just expecting, hey, if it's not my night, I can force my way into the scoring column. And Emily doesn't do that.
Emily just, you know, and the thing I look at is, you know, overall, like, teams cannot press us because of Emily. You know, so it's just that stuff that you don't see in the stats that, you know, she takes – a lot of pressure off of the team just because she can handle the ball, dribble the ball, read, you know, great passes, and just running the offense. And, like, you are right, you know, she was very, you know, she was patient, shot wasn't falling. But the beauty of her is, you know what, she'll throw up whatever, 0-for-5, and, you know, she feels she's going to make that 6th one, so she's going to keep shooting.
The confidence of a pure shooter. And again, as we go through the scoring column here, just some things jump out. Aubrey Dorn, 4 in each half and 8 points. And with some foul trouble on Marley, we mentioned Marley, she was playing with significant foul trouble. Abby Petronovich, we'll get to her in a moment, but she had some foul trouble as well. So Aubrey Dorn comes in, and she would have come into this game anyway, but we've seen this sophomore really growing up, especially down the stretch this season, and the last 2 games in particular, she has been an absolutely integral part of these last 2 wins.
Well, you know, without Aubrey these last 2 games, it's hard to really say if we'd be sitting here today on the, you know, on the W side. She just played a great weekend, but we saw, you know, I guess I saw that in volleyball. She had to step up. One of our players was down, and she had to step up and play in the biggest game of the year down at State, and she did just fine. I mean, she's only a sophomore, and you're just seeing just glimpses of what's going to happen these next 2 years with her.
And Lauren Dietz with 7 points, a big 3 in the second half, a big 3 from Lauren, and then those 2 free throws to ice it away, salt it away, whatever you'd like to say. But again, Lauren, I mean, those moments you want when you're a scorer like Lauren, when you're a talent like her, you want the ball to be in your hands at the free throw line to say, hey, if I make these 2, my team's going to State, and there's nothing anybody can do about it.
Yeah, I mean, with Lauren, I don't care if she misses 20. She's gonna make the 21st, and then she's going to make the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. I mean, she just, struggled a little bit, but that's okay. She kept playing. You know, she, like all things, you know, when your shot isn't going, you got to figure out another way to get you going, whether it's a loose ball or a rebound or something like that. And she kept herself in the game. You know, she made that big 3, and, you know, she proved me wrong on the first set of free throws, but she made the second set.
Abby Petronovich with 6 points, and again, just really working hard. Abby does so many little things well, the rebounds, the defense, and some big points here tonight.
You know, she's a strong girl, and she got some good seals inside, got some great passes, and finished them. I mean, that's the big key. You know, I always preach the layup's the harder shot in basketball, and, well, you know, so everybody expects you to make them, but, you know, tonight she She did, and so it was wonderful because she can do that inside. She can definitely score inside if we get her the ball.
And two more in the scoring column here tonight. Destiny Boffman had three. It was a big three to get the scoring going in the first half, but again, Destiny playing defense on Annika Patrick. Patrick had a nice game with 10 points, but if you have anybody else, and no disparagement to anyone else's defense on this team, but if you have anyone other than Desi on Annika Patrick, she probably does a lot more damage to you.
Well, yes. I mean, Desi's just, you know, she's just gifted. And so, surprisingly, she only had three, you know, because, at times she can get inside as well as shooting from the outside and score. Tonight just didn't quite happen. I mean, they're big in the middle. There's no hiding that fact. When we get the ball at the free throw line on their zone, they step up, and, you know, those girls are tall, and they put their arms up, and there's not much room to go anywhere.
And finally, Emma Stelter with 2 points, one of the captains, a captain for a reason, the senior, and wow, we'll hear it in our highlights here in a moment. What a pretty basket she had.
Oh, I heard Daddy's proud of that one. You know, pump fake, left hand. It was a beautiful shot, that's for sure.
We'll hear those highlights in just a moment. Again, no one really wanting to leave McDonald because their season is extending, and Northwood wanting to remember what a phenomenal season they had. It seemed like most of their town from Minong there came out, and wow, they were in full throat here tonight. Students and parents, what a great atmosphere here in Amory. We'll take one final break for just 2 minutes, and then we'll be back to hear how the second half sounded. 37-33, the Lady Macs knock off Northwood to go back to state. WOGO Sports and Max TV, 2 minutes, and we'll finish things up here on the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured. With top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Well, current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. A tight one here in Amory. Thank you again to our hosts here at the home of the Warriors. A phenomenal venue and the site of this sectional final as McDonald punches their ticket to state. They will join Wisconsin Rapids, Assumption, Highland, and I'm forgetting the fourth one right now. Who else went to state? Randolph. There we go. We should have written it down. We'll make sure we figure that out before we go to the Rec Center next week. But here's how it sounded as McDonald makes the back-to-back trip to the state tournaments. Your second half highlights on WOGO. Cooper puts it on the floor with the left hand to Lauren Dietz. Dietz back out to Cooper. Cooper goes behind her back, driving into the lane, shoots another one inside Abby Petronovic, and Abby goes up strong. She won't miss twice. Downs holding. Goes into the backcourt. Izzy Golombiowski across the timeline. Schumel lost it. Cooper takes it away. Cooper is knocked down.
Marley.
Marley down the lane for the layup is good. Wow, there was a second half. Still a tie game here in the sectional final. Marley Hughes right wing. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Pulls up the foul line to Emily Cooper. Passes up the deep three. Cooper shoots it down to Petrovic. Petrovic attacking hard. Rolls it up and in.
Great pass. Great catch.
That's six for Abby Petrovic. At the high post, Lauren Dietz kick out Destiny Boffman for her second three. Right corner comes up short. Offensive rebound, Emily Cooper. Cooper skips it out. Marley Hughes left of the circle for three. Nothing but net. And the lead back to Northwood, 24-23.
They caught in a little face guard situation. They had a bust out.
Hughes, right corner. Lauren Dietz for three. Yeah, there it is for Lauren. She'll hold one bounce. These for Sydney Flanagan. At the high post, the work down to Emma Stelzer. Stelzer gets Golombiowski up in the air
Emma.
And scores underneath her. What a beautiful move by the captain.
A great left hand.
28-26 McDonald. Emily Cooper, deep three left side. Back rim, no. Offensive rebound, Lauren Dietz. Dietz show and go, driving baseline. Skips it out, Destiny Boffman.
There's
rotates,
Marley,
Marley Hughes. Marley
count
wide
it.
Open, 4-3.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Axe, Destiny Boffman to Aubrey Dorn, left wing. In the corner, back out Emily Cooper. Then Izzy Golombiowski, Lauren Dietz, right wing. Matchup against Annika Patrick. Feet at the high post. Aubrey Dorn between two defenders. Goes
wow.
up strong. Somehow pushing up and in off the window.
Great move by Aubrey.
In traffic, Aubrey Woo. Dorn makes it 33-30, a full one possession lead. 2:17 and counting. Who goes to state? Who goes home? Cooper across the timeline finds wide open under the basket Dorn, and she rolls one up and in.
Wow. Lost track of her.
Dorn patrolling the baseline, and no one picked her up. Aubrey has eight. 1-1.
Big box out here.
Golombiowski. Little dribbles. Shot away. Off the back of the rim. No rebound. Lauren Dietz with 15 seconds remaining to Marley Hughes. Now.
Again, this is what it's all about. She's going to step up and make them, I guarantee you.
Lauren Dietz with 8.4 left. This is a 1-1. Free throw. Rattles out. Offensive rebound. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn with the rebound.
Throw it out.
Back
there we go. Now she'll make them both.
One here. Still a 1-1. Lauren Dietz going to the line to try to make this a full one possession game. Again, a critical free throw for Lauren, the senior. Free throw is away. She got it! 1.9 left. 36-33 McDonald. Lauren Dietz. They'll send in Destiny Boffman. Boffman in for Petrovic. With 1.9 left. And a timeout taken. 30-second timeout. We're back in half. Leading 36-33. Lauren Dietz, the senior, at the line with a chance to salt this game away and send her team to state. They'll bring three players back behind the timeline. Destiny Boffman. Free throw. Off the back rim. As with 1.9 remaining, they will inbound to Patrick. She'll heave it up. It comes up short. And pack your bags, McDonald fans. The road to the rush runs through Chippewa Falls for the second consecutive year. The Mavs are back at state.
What a great feeling.
Back to back for the Lady Max. And the crowd on the floor right now.
And that's how it sounded here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Thank you to Ezra Van Dyke keeping things running smoothly back at the Wogo home base in Halley. Thank you to Val Knobloch and Max TV for traveling with us these last several nights. He's put a lot of miles on. And thank you to you, Dave Flanagan, filling in and fulfilling your promise to Mark Maloney to make sure that at least one of our teams kept going for him to come back from Louisiana
and get
back on the air.
He gets to work next week.
Well, appreciate all your time, man. It was a lot of fun, thank you so much for joining me and keeping my voice from getting completely blown out.
Oh, no, thank you. I appreciate it. It was a lot of fun.
Well, you know what? I want to get you down on the floor for a photo with your senior daughter as your family is headed to state as well. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us, and we'll see you next week from the Resch Center. Once again, your final score here from the sectional final in Amory, your McDonald Central Lady Max 37, the Northwood Evergreens 33. For Dave Flanagan, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good afternoon from Amory, Wisconsin. This has been McDonald Playoff Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. See you next week at State.
This has been McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO. Coverage of this game was brought to you by Ashley Construction, Baughman Sewer and Septic, Berry Global, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Halley, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Heath Slocan and Associates, by Lakeland University, Mason Companies, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, Northwestern Bank, Riverside Machine, by Royal Credit Union, Send Blacktop, Stelter Incorporated, The Medicine Shop, by Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin Credit Union, White City Glass, Wynn Family Dentistry, Wasota Tool, and by CF Products. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.